China's leader Xi Jinping landed in Moscow today on what he called a journey of friendship, cooperation, and peace. The trip comes hot on the heels of China's surprising assist with Iran and Saudi Arabia, helping the two rivals reestablish diplomatic relations after a seven-year pause. And that has got some wondering if Xi can repeat the trick with Russia and Ukraine. NPR's John Ruich takes a look.
Four years ago, when Xi was last in Moscow, he and Russian President Vladimir Putin visited pandas in a zoo, made pancakes topped with caviar, and toasted each other with vodka. This time, the backdrop is a bit graver. The Russian army is bogged down in Ukraine, Putin is isolated by Western powers, and the International Criminal Court issued a warrant last week for his arrest for war crimes. For Xi Jinping, though, the trip is worth it, says Rana Mitter, a professor of Chinese history and politics at the University of Oxford.
My sense is that Xi Jinping's visit to Moscow in the short term has very little downside for Xi.
That's because Beijing has fostered the perception that this visit is not only about deepening ties with Russia in the face of U.S. pressure. China also says it wants to see peace in Ukraine and stands ready to help make that happen. Last month, the government issued a 12-point position paper that laid out broad principles for winding down hostilities. And then in early March, that's Chinese state TV trumpeting the Iran-Saudi deal. It surprised a lot of people and showed Beijing taking rare initiative to advance diplomacy in another part of the world. Rana Mitter again.
The mood has been set. The framework has been set. The idea of China potentially as the peacemaker that goes where other countries can't has been set. But the actual solution...
He's talking about the Ukraine crisis here.
...still looks in some ways much, much more vague, much more fluid.
Still, it's clever diplomacy by Xi, says Paul Hanley with the Carnegie Endowment for International Peace, especially with expectations of a conversation between Xi and Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky to follow the Moscow visit.
So he can still position himself as playing an important role, in a sense, shuttle diplomacy going from one place to the other. And now his trip to Moscow to meet with Putin looks very different, and he will get less international criticism for it.
Hanley says he's not optimistic about China brokering a breakthrough on Ukraine. That's based on his experience at the National Security Council during talks on North Korea's nuclear program over a decade ago.
Our greatest frustration in the six-party talks was when North Korea would come in with a position that was nowhere in the universe of anything that was reasonable. And we were frustrated China would not put pressure on North Korea or twist North Korea's arm to say, look, you've got to get in a better position.
And he doesn't see Xi putting pressure on Putin. If the Russian leader shows interest in finding a resolution to the Ukraine conflict, Xi can work with that. If not, Xi can at least say he tried. Sun Yun with the Stimson Center think tank in Washington, D.C., says Xi's trip will mostly focus on China-Russia bilateral ties. They've blossomed in the past year. And as for the Ukraine conflict...
China doesn't see this war as China's war, and China doesn't see the ending of the war as China's responsibility.
But, she says, as a rival of the U.S. and a neighbor of Russia, China could not afford to be silent. John Ruich, NPR News.